Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. And if you happen to be a fan of the Denver Nuggets, congratulations. The Denver Nuggets just won their first NBA championship. Tonight, the Nuggets close things out in Denver, Colorado. The final score, 94-89. Denver wins this series in five games. Nikola Jokic is your NBA Finals MVP. And what a shock, right? What a surprise. Jokic is the first center to win Finals MVP since Shaquille O'Neal did it back in 2002. And if you want to go ahead and look at what Nikola Jokic has done here in this postseason, the finals specifically, just averaged 30 points, 14 rebounds, and 7 assists. Nikola Jokic tonight, 28 points, 16 rebounds, 4 assists, and a ridiculous 12 of 16 from the field. Here in the NBA Finals as well, and this is the part that's not fair. Think about all of the players in the NBA who take a shot and you have to go, what the hell are you doing? Why did you take that shot? Nikola Jokic shot 58% from the field in the NBA Finals, okay? 58% from the field. This man is, he's one of the most efficient basketball players I have ever seen in my life. And typically, guys who shoot that high a percentage are parked in the lane. They're parked underneath the basket. I got to go back to Shaquille O'Neal, the last big man to win Finals MVP. I got to think about Shaq just being down low, just A, being skilled, but also being stronger than everybody. Jokic is scoring from everywhere. And so the Miami Heat tonight, they fought, they clawed, but they didn't have enough. At one point, they led by 10 points. At one point, the Denver Nuggets got back into the game, and then Jimmy Butler got hot. He didn't have the greatest of games outside of that fourth quarter stretch. Jimmy Butler finishing tonight with 21 points, 5 of 18 from the field. Bam Adebayo certainly had a very strong NBA Finals. He finished tonight with 20 points and 12 rebounds. Tyler Hero, who was available, did not step off of the bench. We know he broke his hand in that first series against the Milwaukee Bucks, and we didn't see him the rest of this postseason. So the NBA season is over. And the Denver Nuggets are your champs. And this man, Nikola Jokic, he is your NBA Finals MVP. Nikola Jokic, he spoke to Lisa Salters after the game on ABC. And this is what Jokic had to say about being a champion.
Nikola, they didn't go away. You had to take it. What was the difference down the stretch?
We knew it. They're a great team. They are a great, great team, a talented team, amazing team that I respect a lot. It was an amazing effort by the team. You know, it It was an ugly game. We couldn't make shots, but at the end we figured out how to defend, and they scored 80 something or 90 points. So that's why we won the game.
Yeah, Coach Malone said that he wasn't sure how the team would handle the situation. You've never been in a finals closeout game before. He thought maybe you guys were a little bit tight, missing free throws, missing some wide open shots. Did you feel that?
I mean, that's why basketball is a fun sport, you know. That's why it's a live thing. You cannot say, oh, this is going to happen. It's always, you know, there is so many factors, and I'm just happy that we won again.
And now you are an NBA champion, Nikola. How does that feel?
It's good. It's good. The job is done. We can go home now.
Job is done. We can go home. If they can get on the roadways. I've just seen some of the footage from Denver. Fireworks, not sanctioned by anybody, but fireworks being shot off into the sky, crowds outside. So Denver is certainly losing its mind, and well-deserved right now. Speaking of losing minds, let's go ahead and listen to the final call of the game, courtesy of the Nuggets Radio Network.
8 seconds left to go. Casey's across the timeline, and he'll dribble it out. 47-year wait is over. The Denver Nuggets stand on top of the NBA world. They are champions. And Nuggets fans from sea to shining sea can rest or die in peace.
Yeah, rest or die. Whatever happens first. Well, I guess one has to happen before the other. But that's a conversation for a different day. Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets on being champs. Congratulations to the Miami Heat for even getting here. I mean, even in this game, they didn't just roll over and die. Like, they kept on playing. Jimmy Butler had some an unfortunate plays here to end the game. One turnover led to some free throws. Another missed three-point shot led to some free throws, and that pretty much ended up icing and calling this game a wrap, period. You heard Jokic talk about how ugly of a game it was. It was very physical. We saw some questionable calls. We saw some questionable non-calls, and both teams really went after it. The Miami Heat were 9 of 35 from deep. That's 25% of their threes. The Denver Nuggets, even worse. They were 5 of 28. They shot only 18% from downtown. At the same time, the Denver Nuggets, they turned the ball over 15 times. So this was not a pretty game. How many NBA games do you recall the final score more recently being 94 to 89? Not a lot. And so this was a grinded out game. And the Denver Nuggets, they grinded things out to their first NBA championship. And the Miami Heat, all credit due to them for even getting to this point. I think if we took this talent and stuck them with another coach or in another organization, I don't think we would get the same results. The Miami Heat, they're winners. They're going to squeeze out as much as they can from the talent that they have in the organization. And it starts at the top. The Miami Heat are in that category. Not necessarily, well, we won these titles or we created a dynasty. But when you talk about winning organizations here in North American sports, we can look at the Patriots. And I know there will be some who go, oh, it's only because of Brady. Not true. You think about the environment, it's the Patriots. You can think about the Heat. You know, I can think about the Spurs. You can put the Yankees in that category, even though they haven't won a title since 2009. There are some sports franchises that are jokes. There are other sports franchises which are exemplary in how they brand, how they market, how they build. The Miami Heat are there. And speaking of the Heat, their head coach did speak. Eric Spoelstra chatted it up with the media, and he said, yeah, man, Nuggets, they wiped us out.
You know, congratulations to the Denver Nuggets organization. You know, they're a class act, and they're one hell of a basketball team. One hell of a basketball team. And we couldn't really find, obviously, enough solutions to be able to get us over the top.
boils down to talent. He can't say that because he's the coach. He'd be spitting in the face of his players. He's in the foxhole with them. But it boils down to talent. The Denver Nuggets were and or are a better basketball team because of the talent that they have. You know, I see a guy out there that no other team has. His name is Nikola Jokic. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from Colorado. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mark?
Hey, JR. Hey, thanks for taking my call. And go Nuggets, dude. They did it in five. Parade's on Thursday. I'll take snapshots and send them to you.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark. You be safe out there. What's the plan in the lead up? What are you doing between now and the parade?
Well, here's the plan. I've got to negotiate with my daughter and her husband to allow me to take my grandson to the parade in Denver. Now, he's an all-star baseball player, so I've got to negotiate. So be praying for us.
Well, how old is he?
He's 10. He just turned 10 on Wednesday night when the Nuggets won. They won for him for his birthday. So we've got to pull this off. But bottom line is this. The Nuggets, 56 years counting the Denver Rockets in the old ABA days, up to 1976 when the Nuggets merged into the NBA. 47 years is a long time, JR. We've been fans for a long time. I got to tell you, I think you guys like David Thompson, Dan Issel, Fat Lever, Lafayette Fat Lever, Alex English, Dikembe Mutombo, all those guys, Coach George Karl. I mean, we go way back. There's a lot of history here. And I just got to mention a guy named Spencer Haywood back in 1968, averaged 30 points a game and 19 rebounds. There's a lot of history here. He went on to the Seattle Supersonics and signed the first $1 million contract in the NBA. So there's history. So thanks for taking my call, JR. I'll cheer it up at the parade with my grandson, hopefully. And thanks for taking our call.
Certainly. Thank you, Mark, for calling from Colorado. And I think at 10 years old, that's reasonable. That's reasonable parade, right? You can take him to the parade at 10, throw him on your shoulders. But you said he plays baseball. He's probably tall as hell anyway. Maybe. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And you heard him talk about just how long the Nuggets have had to wait to win a championship. That's 46 years. It's the most seasons that any team has had to wait to pick up a championship in their history. A very, very long time. Hey, somebody else. He got a championship. Oh, my God. Hey, Shep, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Jeff Green have heart surgery too, right?
It was open heart surgery more than a decade ago.
And he's still out here balling and playing. He's 36. He's going to be 37 years old. He finally has his hands on an NBA championship. This man has played. He originally started his career on the Seattle Supersonics. He was on that Brooklyn Nets team that was supposed to go out there and win something. He was on the Cavaliers back in 2017, 2018. And Jeff Green, he spoke to NBA TV. And this is what he had to say about walking away and finally having a ring.
This is what you sacrifice for. The blood, sweat, and tears, the countless hours to go to battle with your brothers. Finally did it, man. This is amazing. This is amazing.
Yeah, well, the song "I've Been Everywhere," man. Certainly, you can plug Jeff Green. That would certainly showcase his career. And the fact is, man, he's still valuable. Can still go out there and play. It's nuts to think about seeing someone come in as a young player, and here he is getting ready to hit 37 years old. And still contributing on a championship contender. And not just riding the bench. Jeff Green, this man went out there and he played. I mean, even tonight, well, not the most, but tonight he gave you 4 points and an assist. He was 2-2 from the field in 5 minutes. Throughout the course of the regular season, he averaged 8 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. not too shabby. He earned his keep here as a dude sitting on 37. 855-212-4CBS. Ahmad is calling from VA. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's going on, JR? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Man, I just want to take the time to appreciate, in all honesty, the direction of the NBA. We always talk about stars taking over. And in all honesty, it's nice to see now the NBA is going that international route. The last four MVPs have been international players. Seeing first the Greek Freak winner the championship, and now Jokic finally getting what he deserves, I think. Honestly, I think the Nuggets were definitely the best team in the NBA, and they kind of deserved it. And even Jokic, after two MVPs, like you said, and obviously having a performance, after watching him get 18 rebounds against the Lakers and still dropping all those points, you know he was the truth, in my opinion. And it's just nice to see the direction. I don't think enough people talk about it, but the international direction, even Embiid getting an MVP this year, I truly think four of the top five NBA players in the league right now are international. Embiid, Jokic, Giannis, and Luka. I really think they're the future of the league, and it's just nice to see that they're getting the rings too.
No doubt about it.
Embiid and Luka are next.
Well, thank you, Ahmad, for calling from Virginia. I don't know about Embiid and Luka. I mean, Luka might have some time. I saw some photos of Luka. He looks like he lost some weight, but he has plenty of time to gain it back. And then Embiid, man, Embiid is on borrowed time. His body is seemingly on borrowed time. So I don't know if a championship is going to come his way. We certainly know that he has the talent. Whether or not he has the durability and the wherewithal to go out there and get it done is a different question. But I think there's been plenty of attention paid towards the international players. It's talked about. It's been talked about for years. It's been talked about now for decades. It's been talked about extensively, I'd really say, going back since 1992. And it's done nothing but grow and grow and grow. And so I wouldn't agree with that, oh man, it's not a lot of attention paid to the international players. Like, it's obvious. We see how the NBA has changed, how it's grown, how it's picked up internationally. And here you have a dude from Serbia, just a giant 7-foot point guard, just running the whole entire show. He's a freak, an efficient one. It's fun to watch. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jimmy Butler had a great stretch here at the end of the game to try to get the Miami Heat back in. Jimmy Butler, unfortunately, had some key miscues at the end of the game that helped seal the victory for the Denver Nuggets. Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry just spoke. And so we will hear from Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry on the other side of the break. Jimmy Butler has not been shy in making guarantees and being positive, but what the hell else would you want him to do? We're going to hear from Jimmy Butler on the other side of the break. I'm going to get to more of your calls as well. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on Jokic? What are your thoughts on the Heat? And what more can we see from the Nuggets into the future? You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'd rather listen to you than my husband. Okay, end of story. JR, you're great.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Denver Nuggets head coach Mike Malone is speaking to the media with a giant bottle of Michelob Ultra in one hand. And Nikola Jokic is having a conversation with the media as well in another room. Nikola Jokic tonight, well, not even tonight, this postseason, 10 triple-doubles, the most in a single postseason all time. I mean, there's a lot of boxes of all time. This and this was great. That Nikola Jokic can go ahead and check off the most important NBA champion. But having said that, we know that you're going to have a winner and you are going to have a loser. And unfortunately, despite all of the postseason success and fighting that the Miami Heat gave and did, this was a tough one. It's a tough one. Jimmy Butler seemingly ran out of some gas and steam here at the end of this playoff run, especially going into this series. And Jimmy Butler tonight, 21 points, 5 of 18 from the field. At one point in time, I think he scored 13 consecutive points to keep the Miami Heat alive, but it wasn't enough. And they were two critical plays at the end of the game. Jimmy Butler having a chance to take control and help tie the game or take the lead, and he turned the ball over. And I want you to hear that. This is courtesy of the Nuggets Radio Network.
Butler down the lane.
They travel.
Shot clock winding down. He throws it away. Loose ball down to KCP. Just hold on to it. They foul him, and Denver will go to the free throw line.
Yeah, it became a free throw contest after that. Bruce Brown was able to knock him down, and then we went to the other end. The Miami Heat got the ball back. Jimmy Butler took kind of a turnaround three, and Bruce Brown got that rebound, and that was all she wrote. And so Miami not able to get one of those dramatic, oh my God, shots that would make the Denver Nuggets sweat. And the Nuggets, they win 94-89. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jimmy Butler being asked about his time in Miami, his 4 years, two trips to the finals, not having a championship, being able to look at his time in South Florida. This is what Jimmy Butler had to say a few minutes ago.
Probably how grateful I am to be able to compete with these guys. You know, you never know what the team's going to look like next year or the year after that. I'm just grateful. I learned so much. They taught me so much. And I wish I could have got it done for these guys because they definitely deserve it. But the one thing that I'm going to take from it is how grateful I am to be able to compete with them. It's been great. I've had some hell of a teammates come through and compete with me. And give us the opportunity to win a championship, which I still believe with everything in me that we will do as a team here, as an organization, as a city in Miami. The 4 years have been great. It's always great to be wanted and loved and appreciated.
Jimmy Butler not closing the door and still going out there and winning that title. Kyle Lowry tonight, and we know Kyle Lowry, he won a championship with the Toronto Raptors closer to the end than he is to the beginning here, especially given all the injuries that he's had more recently in his career. Just turned 37 years old. Tonight, Kyle Lowry plays 34 minutes in this do-or-die elimination game, of which they were obviously eliminated. And in those 34 minutes, Kyle Lowry scored 12 points, gave you 9 rebounds, had 4 assists, and he used up 5 fouls. 4 of 13 from the field. He went all out. Kyle Lowry even appreciates Jimmy Butler. Listen.
We were led by one of the best basketball players on this earth, and he instilled confidence in us. And, you know, it's kind of one of the things where you don't know how we're going to feel and what we're going to think right this moment. But, you know, we'll look back at some point and say, hey, it was a great year, a great run, but right now, just can't even think about that right this moment.
Oh, it's tough. Kyle Lowry under contract for one more season here with the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler will be back. Bam Adebayo will be back. Duncan Robinson under contract, but, man, the way he shoots the ball, you don't know if they'll swap him out. Same thing here with Tyler Hero. Certainly under contract. We didn't see him this postseason due to the broken hand. And with all of the trade rumors that are always bandied about, whether it's a Damian Lillard or a fill-in-the-blank, who knows if the Miami Heat are going to return this same roster or with or without a major addition or subtraction. So this is the fun part of the NBA season or the offseason, is figuring out the player movement. And I'm sure it's about to be crazy over the next several months. 855-212-4CBS. Pete, he's calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Pete?
Yo, man, long-time listener, first-time caller. The one thing I wanted to say is, like, you know, everybody talks about how sloppy the first quarter was, but it took me back to 90s basketball. You know, like, everybody just really just going for it. And, like, not only playing defense, but, like, yeah, the offense was terrible, but, like, just real, real scrappy basketball.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, after that first quarter of play, the Heat led 24-22. Jimmy Butler had 0 points in that first quarter. Nikola Jokic only had 3. Bam Adebayo had 14 points in that first. And, I mean, you think about NBA basketball, there's some first quarters right now where the score is like 40-something. So this was a little bit more of a grind-out game. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you take it back to the Western Conference Finals, and Joker, like, put up the best numbers anybody's ever seen, you know? But there was one point where it reminded me of, like, Pistons versus Chicago, you know?
No, I don't.
I mean, Bill Laimbeer didn't punch Michael Jordan tonight, but, you know, like, It was nice to see a scrappy game like that.
I would say yes, it was much more physical than what we would typically see. And not a surprise, and thank you, Pete, for calling from San Diego. Not a surprise in a closeout game. You know, Miami was out here trying to see how far they could push the limits in regards to physicality just to stay alive. That's what you would expect. Nikola Jokic, even early on, it looked like, oh, my God, is he going to be in foul trouble again? He only finished the night with 3 fouls. But Miami was certainly going to push the limits, and they did. 855-212-4CBS. Alan calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm from Chicago, not Toronto. Just to let you know.
Okay, well, happy to have you here. Go ahead, Alan.
All right, so I got to let you know, just a little prefix. I'm from Chicago, all right, 81. I was born. I watched Jordan, 5th through 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and then I also watched Jordan in high school, all right? And I want to let you know that I'm not really a strong guy when it comes to, like, being a defensive guy, but I could tell you that when the Miami Heat were coming up, it was two things they did. They drove towards the hole, kick it out to Duncan Robinson. They kick it out to Vincent. They kick it out to Strus, or they kick it out to Robinson. They're going to kick the three. If they make the three, good. If they don't make the three, then all of a sudden you got to realize the rebounds. And just Denver has the bigger arm length. And that's where they lost all day.
Hold on. I want to clear things up here. How about Denver? I'm gonna clear this up. Denver's just the bigger team. Denver's the more talented team. They punish them offensively and defensively on the boards. And when you think about the role players on the Miami Heat, the guys who you talked about just shooting threes. Yeah, I mean, that's their specialty. And in order for them to even try to stay alive in this game, they would have to shoot threes because they can't match up offensively. What's your last point, Alan? What's up?
Right. My last point is that, all right, so when it gets down to the offensive rebounds, when you look at his game right now, where it is, do you think he's better than Hakeem Olajuwon, because he's shooting better than Arvydas Sabonis from the top, but when he's in the box, he's doing that whole thing where he's switching he's doing a ballet.
Well,
he's balleting more than Olajuwon, and I got a lot of points. I understand you don't want to let me on, but man,
Alan, it's not a matter of not trying to let you on. It's a matter of the phone lines are full, the show has structure, and I have a lot to move on. So that's why I'm just trying to hit your point. I appreciate you. I'm gonna answer you, okay?
And I want to let you.
Alan didn't understand what I just said. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I am going to answer his question the best I can. Is Jokic better than Hakeem Olajuwon? I'll give you an answer on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
If you end up in Oregon, look me up. I'll try to connect. I got to buy you a beer, man. You keep my nights going on the weeknights.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I was just up in Oregon a couple of months ago. What I need to do is be out in Denver. Maybe not. Everybody out there is having quite a few beers. I'm absolutely sure and certain of it. Over the next couple of days, the next couple of weeks, there's going to be a lot of alcohol being served in Denver, Colorado, with these Nuggets walking away with their first NBA championship. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. One of our callers right before the break, And why he brought up Olajuwon, maybe because there's also some, you know, dexterity in his game, a whole lot of it. But one of our callers asked me about Hakeem and is Nikola Jokic better than Hakeem? And I'm just like, I didn't answer. I'm going to answer now. And here's the answer. Can we pump the brakes a little bit? This is what we know. We have seen all of Hakeem Olajuwon's career. Hakeem, and this sounds crazy to even think about, Hakeem hasn't played in the NBA in 20 years. It sounds nuts to say. I'll say it again because it's going to make me feel bad. Hakeem hasn't played in the NBA in about 20 years, okay? We have seen everything there is to see about Hakeem Olajuwon's career. They just renamed the Defensive Player of the Year award after Hakeem Olajuwon. Now, let's not be mistaken. There will be no mistakes when it comes down to Nikola Jokic and what he does on defense. There is Hakeem Olajuwon, and then there's a whole lot of other guys, and Nikola Jokic, he's not in that category. Now, is he unique? Yes, Nikola Jokic is one of the most unique players that the league has ever seen. But to think about Jokic and say, is he better than Hakeem? Let's see what Nikola Jokic can do. Let's say, I don't know, over the next 5 years, 10 years, if you want to go ahead and call it such. So let's slow down. We saw Hakeem walk away with two titles. We saw him only had one MVP. We saw him win two finals MVPs. We saw him play up until 2002. We saw him be on defensive teams, be one of the greatest defensive players ever. Also was unique as hell offensively, being able to play on the outside and then also the inside. So let's slow down. If you want to have that conversation whenever Nikola Jokic decides to quit, then we can go ahead and look at it. But I think up until now, I don't think it's fair to Hakeem to go, hey, is Nikola Jokic better than Hakeem? Hey, the answer today is no. Let's see what else Jokic can stack up. You know, is he getting another championship? Is he going to the next million All-Star games? It's tough. I'll put it to you this way. Hakeem Olajuwon, I think regardless of what their numbers look like, I think he'll end up being the better overall player. But then when you look at Jokic, yes, he's a freak when it comes down to his efficiency. But to shortchange Hakeem, played in a different era. Hakeem wasn't asked to initiate the offense. Hey, play down low, pick and pop, maybe crossover. He wasn't asked to do this. And he played a slower style. The NBA was a slower style at that time. Let's see what Jokic's career looks like at the end before we want to say, hey, is he better than Hakeem? I don't think that's fair. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A matter of fact, Nikola Jokic, he just spoke at the podium. And he said, it's not about me. It's about the team.
Since day one in San Diego, it was something different about this team. I felt it something different energy, and every day since that day, it was I had the same feeling. So I'm not really an optimistic guy, but that gave me a hope that we can do something.
I'm not really an optimistic guy. He sounds excited to be a champion now, doesn't he? Really does. What's on your mind, Shaq?
Well, Jared, I know we have full phone lines, so I want to make this quick. Off the top of your head, Nikola Jokic, if he retired today, is he already a top 10 center in the history of the NBA?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, you look at his resume. It's very simple. And I'll repeat this. I said this a little while ago. Forget centers in the NBA. Throw that out the window. Guys who have won multiple MVPs and an NBA title in NBA history. Kareem, Larry Bird, Wilt Chamberlain, Tim Duncan, LeBron James, Magic Johnson, Moses Malone, Bob Pettit, Bill Russell, Giannis Antetokounmpo, LeBron James, if I didn't say it already, Michael Jordan, and Nikola Jokic. But there's nothing else to say.
It's a pretty good list. You know who's not on that list that should be, though? Shaq. Shaq. How is Shaq not on that list? That's crazy.
Well, that's a whole nother conversation.
Right.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Sure.
Yes, Shaq could have won additional MVPs.
And his teammate.
Yes, Kobe.
Right.
But that's a whole different conversation. That's a whole nother sphere. To think about what did take place in the company that he's in. We could think about a whole lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda, how did it. For what it is for Nikola Jokic to be in the company of those gentlemen there. Top 10 this, top 10 that. Yeah, no, he's one of the most unique and skilled and best players that the league has seen. And that's just flat and period. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Miles is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. I just want to make a quick comment about Jokic. I'm just sitting here. I'm just chuckling. Because I just want to talk about like the timing of this final. You just mentioned, too, he doesn't like the spotlight too much. He prefers to sit back. He always gives praise to his teammates. At the end of the interview, he said he wants to go home, but the timing, because when he goes home, you know, the achievements that he has done in the last 2 weeks will not even be on the front page of in Serbia, because there's apples and oranges, but his countrymen possibly broke even bigger records in the last
Djokovic,
2 weeks,
which is just
I think it's perfect, because in the same letters as in his last name. So he can just, go by the pool, go to the stable, watch some races. And it's just like, I think the timing of it is just perfect for his style. And just one quick question.
Well, make it quick, Miles. Your connection's not good. Quick, please.
Yeah, no, do you think this MVP, this trip, he has in his case, he keeps the MVP behind his horse ribbon, championship. Do you think this one will go above the horse ribbon, or how much will he value it? Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Miles. I don't know. I can't answer that. I know he always talks about team, so, where he values this, I think high up on the list. 855-212-4CBS. Jason's calling from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thank you, JR. I'm all with the Jokic conversation. I've been calling, you know, through these playoffs, giving him props. But what really hit me tonight, and I've seen him put up numbers, but I think the person I'm happiest for is Jamal Murray. To see him, his reaction and the emotion, and when we get down to it, right, what makes sports so awesome is that it's raw, true, you know, and when it's emotional. And to see how he went through the gauntlet and came back, I think, you know, a lot of people, I'm in Cleveland, not East Coast per se, but we didn't see a lot of Denver games until the playoffs. And then to see him come up, I mean, knew he was talented, but I think you can say he's one of the top players in the NBA. And then to see him come through his difficulties, almost like a Paul George or, you know, something that looks like you don't know what's going to happen. So yeah. I don't know. I wanted to put that forth.
Yeah, no, he blew out his ACL, and thank you, Jason, for calling from Cleveland. And he said it clearly, you know, in his comments post-game. Hey, if I didn't go through my injury, I believe we would have been here sooner than later. And it's not like the Denver Nuggets have not been deep into the playoffs or they have not been to the Western Conference Finals. They've been knocking at the door. But how many years do you look at any team and say, well, damn, all they have to do is get over the hump? Well, the Nuggets just went over and through the hump this year and throughout the entire season, all season long, the Denver Nuggets were the best team. We just didn't see them win at all. And now we have. And damn it, they might be around for a few more years. And Jokic, he still might be getting better. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And everything works around him too, man. Michael Porter Jr., he's had to deal with back injuries. And you got Aaron Gordon. He came over from Orlando. We're going to take more of your calls. We're going to hear from Aaron Gordon. We're going to hear from Jamal Murray. Talk about why he was so emotional. We got more to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine. Watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
Erect posture is a fantasy no longer. Sit upright at your desk and make your mom proud. Zen Posture is the wellness and work productivity app bringing you stacked spine micro improvements each day. Finally feel good at the end of work by being mindful with your body and movement with the expertise and understanding of Zen Posture app. Install the Zen Posture app on your phone or computer today at yayzen.com. Use promo code GotBackSnaps for 1 week free trial.